I read you did wear a VR headset while
Yes.
filming Ready Player One,
Yes.
and that you had your set within this
Yes.
virtual reality, and all the other actors joined you with these headsets.
Yes.
How did that work?
Well, what happened was, because the actors are at a disadvantage when they're playing avatars. But when they put on the headsets, they suddenly saw the set they were in. They could walk around the set they were in, and they could see where the doors were, the exits, where the windows were, and they really got a sense of place, of time, of existence. And it wasn't existential. It was just right in front of them. And I often plan my shots by putting on the headset. And I also had a virtual viewfinder where I could actually press a button and either video or take a snapshot. And I plan a lot of my shots inside virtual space. And I've never done that before as a filmmaker. I've never actually made a movie inside an actual virtual space.
And the cameraman was in there as
I
well.
was the cameraman.
You were everything.
There is no camera. I am the camera on all the scenes in Ready Player One that take place in the Oasis.
You once
I operated the camera in all those scenes.
So in a certain way, you played the same role the film was about.
Very much
It's a
so.
double film.
It was like a double film. It's the first time I've ever really done six jobs at the same time, because there is no film step when you're creating a virtual world. There is no crew. There is no camera. I mean, there's a huge crew. It's called ILM, and they have the heavy lifting to do when I finish my cut and I finish shooting my movie. They then have to create all the digital effect shots. But for a brief moment in time, for maybe 4 months, I get a chance to create every shot myself with a handheld camera. And I sometimes did that inside the virtual world. We all had one thing that we shared in common. When we took off the headsets and the virtual world went away, and we were back in the real world, we all felt let down. We all had a great feeling of sadness. We wanted to leap back into the space that wasn't real, in exchange, disappointed by the reality of where we found ourselves. And it was very strange. I'd never felt that before. And we, all the actors, felt the same way.
And you kindly got addicted. I mean, that's the danger.
No, I didn't get addicted because I was just working on making my movie, so I didn't get addicted. But the danger is you can get it. It's a super drug. Virtual reality can someday be a super drug, and it's not something that will. That it's something that can rewire your brain waves. It could create, like it does in our movie, such a need for escape that the exigencies of reality become a burden.
But there's been talk about robot artificial intelligence editors, that they might be real and not so in the not so far away future. Could there be a robot director?
No, because art comes from the soul, and the soul cannot be programmed or synthesized or cobbled together through spare parts from computers.